Hello, this is Dr. Tom Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. I'm a board-certified bariatrician as well as weight loss surgeon. Over the past two decades, I've helped thousands of people successfully lose weight and keep it off for life. One of the more common questions that I receive concerning weight loss surgery is, what are the best weight loss surgery options available today? Well, what I've listed here are the three common options done in the United States. And those options are sleeve gastrectomy, adjustable gastric band, as well as gastric bypass. Now, nowadays, most weight loss surgery is done laparoscopically. Sometimes it's referred to as minimally invasive surgery. Now, we'll talk about the sleeve gastrectomy first. It is one of my favorite operations. And during the sleeve gastrectomy, which takes about an hour, approximately 75% of the stretchy part of the stomach is removed. This leaves you with a tubular or sleeve-shaped stomach. But your anatomy remains completely normal. When we remove this stretchy part of the stomach, though, a hormone called ghrelin goes way down. Ghrelin is a hormone that tends to make you feel hungry. So when we take this part of the stomach out, the ghrelin levels go way down. When ghrelin levels go way down, hunger is much easier to control. But again, your anatomy remains normal, so everything still goes through normally. The food is digested normally. There's no malabsorption. Now, there's risk with every type of surgery in the world, and that's true with a sleeve gastrectomy. In the short term, which generally means in the first 30 days, death can happen, but it's extremely rare. One thing that we always watch for after weight loss surgery is leaks. And if somewhere along that staple line where we divide the stomach, could it actually leak? Nationally, it's about 1 to 2% that this can happen. We see much less than 1%, but it can happen. Other things we have to watch for very closely, DVT or pulmonary embolus. DVT means deep venous thrombosis. PE means pulmonary embolus. What we're talking about there are blood clots. And this can happen about 1% of the time. If you developed a blood clot, you'd have to be on a blood thinner to dissolve that blood clot. Those are some of the more common ones. Other things, we certainly watch for wound infections, anything like that. They can happen. These are very rare. Now, in the long term, one of the nice things about this sleeve gastrectomy is that there's very low risk long term. The one thing we do have to watch for, though, is because we made you this tubular stomach, could it actually scar down and get a little too narrow? Now, if that happened, we sometimes have to have you see a gastroenterologist to open that back up. But it rarely would require more surgery, but this can happen about 1% of the time. Now, the adjustable gastric band. Adjustable gastric band's been around in the United States now for approximately 12 years. Okay. What we do here is we place a band around the very top of the stomach, and it makes you a small stomach pouch sitting just above the band, and then the food will still go through into the rest of the stomach and then down the intestinal tract. The balloon in this band, though, can actually be tightened or adjusted. So we can inflate this to adjust it, and again, this slows down the emptying of that little stomach. But when we do this operation, we don't have to divide any of the intestine there. So the stomach is not divided, the stomach is not stapled, and whenever we don't have to divide or staple on the stomach, the risk of that initial surgery is lower. So we look at risk with adjustable gastric bands. Now, a lot of the same things can certainly happen with any of these operations. Could someone die? Could they get infections? Yes, that's true. But because this is we don't divide the intestine, is the actual short-term risk here is lower. Still have to watch for blood clots, skin infection, those type of things. But again, the risk is lower because we're not dividing intestine. The flip side of that, though, is long-term, and once you've healed, is that we can potentially get mechanical device problems. And these mechanical device problems can often require more surgery. The band could slip. What does that mean? Well, we place the band around the very top of the stomach, but what if it slipped further down the stomach? If that happened, the the bigger stomach down there could actually get wedged in the band and completely block you up. Subsequently, you may need more surgery to fix that and have the band removed. Or that little stomach could dilate up. If it did, it can kind of kink over the edge of the band, which subsequently, just like a kink in the hose, things wouldn't go through well. And finally, could the band itself erode into the stomach? Because if the band erodes into the stomach, this potentially could cause a life-threatening problem, life-threatening infection. Absolutely would require more surgery to have this removed. And then finally, what if the device itself quit working, whether it leaked or whether there was some type of problem with the device itself? Often these require more surgery. Looking at long-term, what we see is somewhere around 15% of people are going to require more surgery long-term. Now, the other option, the third option, is gastric bypass. Gastric bypass has been around for a long period of time. It's been around actually for about 60 years in the United States. So it's a well-studied operation that has really stood the test of time. What we do here is we make you a tiny little stomach. We use the very beginning of your normal stomach to make this tiny little stomach pouch, and it restricts the amount of food you can eat. So therefore, you have a very small stomach. You can't eat very much food. But the other thing we do is that we divide the very beginning of the small intestine. We pull that up and hook that into the small gastric pouch. This provides some malabsorption. Now, malabsorption means that you're not absorbing everything perfectly normally. And in this case, you're not absorbing all the calories, but also you're not absorbing all of the other micronutrients, which can potentially cause problem. But this operation has been around for a long period of time, very successful. Another thing you may hear people talk about with gastric bypasses is something referred to as dumping. Now, dumping or dumping syndrome is a descriptive term that refers to symptoms that occur if you eat high sugar or high fat foods. And you may feel lightheaded, you may break out in a sweat, may get nauseated, may actually vomit. All of these things, very uncomfortable sensations, they tend to happen if you eat high sugar, high fat foods, so you pay for cheating, because these are the foods we don't want you to eat anyway. Now, a gastric bypass is a bigger operation, so there is a little more risk involved. When again, we talk about short term, death rate is still fairly rare, but can occur. Leaks, again, that's something we always have to watch for, about 1% whenever we divide intestine. We also have to watch for blood clots, that deep venous thrombosis or pulmonary embolus. There are other minor things that can occur right after surgery. Long-term, the biggest thing to watch for long-term after gastric bypass are ulcers. This is the most common problem long-term with gastric bypasses. Other things, bowel obstruction. Whenever we're dividing intestine, there's going to be scar tissue on the inside, and potentially bowel obstructions can occur. That strictures, which is again narrowing, nor just nutritional deficiencies. You don't absorb everything normally, and you don't absorb iron as well, B vitamins as well, vitamin D as well, calcium, magnesium. So there are a number of things that potentially can cause a nutrient deficiency down the road. So things to keep in mind after any of these operations. Now, the whole point of doing the surgery, though, is to get weight loss, right? So, what weight loss do we see? The sleeve gastrectomy, what we typically see is about someone losing, on average, about 60 to 70% of their excess body weight. Excess body weight means how much you are overweight. So, if you're 100 pounds overweight, this would be 60 to 70%. With the adjustable gastric band, the average weight loss that we see is about 45 to 50% of your excess weight. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, it'd be 45 to 50 pounds. Gastric bypass, we see about, on average again, about 65 to 75% of the excess body weight loss. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, 65 to 75%. Now all of these are averages. Certainly a lot of people lose more, a lot of people lose less. Now just to put these numbers in perspective, What you need to lose in order to get rid of most medical problems is a good 40% of how much you are overweight. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, if you can lose a good 40 pounds, it's going to improve your health tremendously. Now, obviously, a lot of people want to lose more than that. But certainly any of these operations can get you where you need to go. Now, which procedure is right for you? Well, there's not a right and a wrong answer. So what we encourage you to do is sit down with a bariatric surgeon, an experienced bariatric surgeon, and discuss your specific situation, because everybody's different. My personal preference is actually a sleeve gastrectomy. I like that it keeps anatomy normal. It avoids the problems that tend to occur with malabsorption that we see with gastric bypasses or with a mechanical device that we see with adjustable bands. You want more? So if you'd like to receive 21 free videos on the top questions you need to ask when considering weight loss surgery, please go to this website. That's www.myweightlosssurgerysuccess.com. Or if you have more questions concerning our program, go to our corporate website, which is www.cfwls.com. See you soon.